Good morning, Megan, and good morning, Eden, and welcome to our studio. You are both volunteers to Orville Consulting, and you're working on a special project which we're going to be talking about.
Right.
The Solar Village search engine, yeah?
Yes.
So what is that all about?
So the Solar Village search engine is a crowdfunding tool in order to raise funds for the efforts to solarize villages in Tamil Nadu. Mm-hmm. And the Solar Village project has a goal of solarizing 100 villages by 2030. Mm-hmm. So the Solar Village search engine raises these funds by generating income through ad search. And it's as simple as just searching the web using the Solar Village search engine mm-hmm. to generate income for the project.
So if one want to contribute, what he should do?
Right, so the website launches officially on December 5th, so if people are interested in helping out with our project, they can go to our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. and also check out the website, thesolarvillage.org, and they can make the website their default browser on December 5th, and that way, every time they do a simple internet search, they're helping install solar panels in villages throughout Tamil Nadu.
That will be officially launched on 5th of December.
Yes.
Let's say I don't know nothing about computers and so forth. How does it work? If I turn the Solar Village into my search engine, what benefits I would get and how would I contribute?
So basically, it works the same way Google would. You click on ads and Google gets money for the ads, but mm-hmm. instead of that, you're just replacing Solar Village, and instead of Google getting the money, our system is through, then the Solar Village search engine would.
Okay, but you need to click on ads?
No, not necessarily. Even just using the Solar Village search engine builds mm-hmm. a user base, and that makes the website more relevant, and that means that more investors get involved mm-hmm. and more money is generated even just by searching.
So you guys developed the search engine by yourself?
No. This has actually been a project with Orville Consulting for mm-hmm. 2 years now. We've come on to the last month of the project to help promote and do pre-launch mm-hmm. stuff. So any sort of communications, social media, stuff like that.
Okay, so this search engine was developed here in Orville Consulting, or is back up with some other search engine? I know that, you know, when you switch from Google, let's say, or Firefox, it's always the questions of viruses, yeah? So yeah. I think the user will ask first, is it safe?
Yes, we have a very reliable team of workers to program it, to integrate it into Bing, and it's all done through Bing. So it's the same
as... integrate it into Bing, so it's backup of Bing.
Yes.
Yeah, so nothing funky going on with the programming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you going to promote with the launching? You are sharing it on social network as far as some, and then Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Right. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. building up on LinkedIn right now at thesolarvillage.org. And there's been a lot of shares recently. A lot of our team has been able to reach people from 44 different countries. And we're really focusing on this being a global project mm-hmm. that where anyone across the world can be part of it, because the internet sort of, it's a great platform for that. It's not limited to many places. It doesn't have a lot of limits. Yeah, global network. Yeah.
We've also been now looking toward more national and global organizations and seeing if we can get support that way.
National, global organizations such as?
So I know that, so we're getting supports from organizations like working toward getting like a partnership with Greenpeace. We're writing articles for different development websites and forums. We're reaching out to colleges in the U.S. And different student organizations that way. So just really looking for anyone who has an interest in sustainability and...
in the environment. There's so many different things playing a role in it.
Yeah.
Earlier you said there's a goal to solar-powered 100 villages. But right. What is the first task? I mean, what is the goal in the first... let's say first few months or first year?
Right. So right now, there's already been an energy audit done in Arambai, and that's the first solar village that the project's going to start with. And they've already done the audit as well as install energy efficient fans. So they're just working on generating the funds in order to install the solar panels and get that developed. So I think step one, we need a big platform on the Solar Village search engine itself in order to keep it going.
What is the practical goal for that first phase?
As far as the search engine?
Yes.
We need 100,000 users per day in the first 3 months.
Yeah, that's
100,000?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a lot, no?
it is a lot, but I think a lot of people working on the project had doubts at first, but now seeing where it's going, it's building pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's building. We already have 1,000 likes on Facebook.
After just about a week
of plugging it.
And there's such a wide network spanning it, so I feel that with the support of various organizations, colleges, networks across the globe.
Yeah, even just individuals, too.
Exactly. Every individual that uses it will build.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds interesting. Sounds fun enough. Do you have any idea how much is needed? The Irumbay Village, how much money is needed to install the solar panels? What is the need of, let's say, in kilovolts for them?
I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head. We don't work directly with that side of the project.
Oh, you're just working with the social network.
Yeah, we're more on the launch team, not necessarily the the behind the curtains kind of stuff.
So what brought you to Oroville?
What brought us to Oroville? So we are actually two students from the U.S. studying abroad with the School for International Training. Mm-hmm. And we came to Oroville about a month ago for a 4-day workshop on sustainable development and green communities and intentional living communities. Speaking for myself, not speaking for Aiden, I was really fascinated with the intention of Oroville and the idea of living very intentionally and being sustainable and in tune with the environment around you. And so when the opportunity came up to come here as an intern and to work for the Solar Village search engine, which we learned about while we were here originally, I thought it was such a unique opportunity that I was really excited to come back.
Hmm. So that sounds good for you.
Yeah, about the same for me. I really liked the projects going on here. I thought there was tons of different research and development going on as well.
What do you study?
I study economics and community development.
And I study journalism and environmental studies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's somehow aligned with your studies, yeah?
Yeah.
And you were planning to stay how long?
We go back to the U.S. on December 16th.
Yes.
So we're only in Oroville for another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just a month and a half.
Yeah, just a little less than a month and a half. Mm. Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you like the most insofar what you've seen?
In Oroville? Oh my gosh.
The first thing that comes to your mind.
I would say that the first thing is the community. I've never been anywhere where, no matter where you go, there's people saying hi to each other, greeting each other, just genuinely caring about how everyone else in their area seems to be doing. And that doesn't go for, obviously, the whole town. I kind of like the fact that I've seen some imperfections to make it real as well. It's not just a happy all the time kind of atmosphere, but there's definitely a community.
I don't know, I just like how different it is. Last night we went to a handpan recital and there were so many different people there. I'm from a tiny town in upstate New York, so there's everyone is kind of the same, so it's just so different.
Kind of the same, how
you mean? You know, we're all
same interests.
Same interests, same backgrounds. There's such an amount of diversity here that I wasn't even expecting in terms of nationality and background and interest area and stuff like that. So it's just so interesting.
But in States, it's also a conglomerate. It's a melting pot of all kind of nationalities and ethnical and racist backgrounds,
yes.
No?
Yes, definitely.
Right. But I think it's less, there's always an overarching American over everyone seems to be there. So there's also a mix of nationalities. I know I come from a mix of nationalities. Megan does as well. So I think here it's very just exposed. There's different cultures in the food you eat and the languages spoken.
Yeah.
What would be the downfall, let's say, or something that you don't like at first glance?
I don't know.
That's a hard one. I mean, the heat immediately comes to mind, yeah. But that's not Oroville.
Yeah, that's just the...
Right now
it
was raining, so...
the heat and the rain is really hot. I'm not sure yet. I feel like we're only here... I feel like we came here for only a couple days at first, and I wanted to come back because I wanted to know more, and I wanted to understand, like, the pros and the cons of being here. And now we've been here for almost a month, and I'm still not sure. So I'm not sure yet, but I don't know.
You are studying environmental science, yeah?
Yeah, environmental studies, so yes, more policy.
So it's like, do you have a clue of where the globally the humanity should go?
Oh. No, I'm not... I don't know. I think what we learned this semester in the courses we were taking was that solutions seem to have to come locally and from communities, and they have to be respective of environmental boundaries and stuff like that, which I think Oroville is, like, working toward. It seems like things are pretty in tune with the natural environment, and solutions are coming from the people. And... actually, that's kind of what drew me to doing the Solar Village Search Engine project, was that it's like a project coming from people who live in the area and who are trying to benefit the area and using the resources that make most sense for their area. So I think there's not one global solution. I think it's a bunch of little local ones.
Good point. So what will happen with conglomerates?
Oh, I don't know. That's
because the fact that global warming, all the transport which is contributed to, I don't know, to bring Coca-Cola to every part of the planet.
Yeah, I mean that
does
is
contribute big time, no?
Yeah, it does, and it's
the cars.
It does, and it's a little depressing. I'm not sure where that fits in. I don't think it's part of the solution necessarily to global warming or any real big problems facing humanity, but I'm not sure what the exact solution for that is yet. More studies for me.
Your studies, are you also focusing maybe on changing the economical system?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely where I would like to. Very focused on developmental economics, but I think economics plays a role in a lot of different fields, and I think that that's another thing that we definitely learned since being just in India in general and taking the courses that we've taken, is that I can say I'm an economics major, but no policy has just to do with economics. It's environmental economics and political economics, so I think...
You're applying that the economics doesn't follow the politics?
Oh, no, it definitely does. I'm just saying that there's a lot more study that goes into it than just economics. And it's important to have experienced people, communication between fields in order to proceed with developmental policy or economics. So that's how I see that.
What are you planning to do in the future? I mean, you already know what you're going to do?
Seems to change a lot.
Yeah. I think, if anything, since coming here, or in especially like here to Oroville, I don't know, I feel like I thought about going into journalism, like hard set on like writing specifically. But after even like working at Oroville Consulting and like being able to work on like environmental solutions, like even like from a desk and working with different technological innovations or working with different social groups to bring about environmental change. I don't know, I think the future has opened up for me a little bit, which is exciting, but also...
Your horizon expands.
Yeah, which means, like, way more options, which is a little daunting, but it's exciting, too.
Where did you hear about Oroville?
Our school that just has visited Pondicherry before with their communications with an NGO there. And they recommended that we visit one day, then that turned into
a
few days.
That was a personal recommendation.
From an NGO. Yeah, they recommended.
A couple of years ago, and then the program evolved into, this was the first year that a group of students from the School for International Training came to Oroville and actually stayed in Oroville and did a workshop here. So it was just my chance.
But you came personally, you didn't come through a university channel or internship or something like that, no?
We did come with a very small group from our university, but it was, and it was through the Green Practice Workshop at Oroville Consulting.
Yes.
So yeah, that, yes, we did.
And we're here as interns as part of our university program as well.
Yeah.
What does Oroville Consulting everything do?
So Oroville Consulting works on creating developmental...
environmental policies. A lot of just working to make urban spaces and different policies and different life practices more sustainable. There's our project, the Solar Real Search Engine, and they do the Oroville Green Practices workshops, which bring in different people to learn about different aspects of sustainability, like green architecture. And then they also do different initiatives with like energy usage in Oroville and smart irrigation practices for local farmers. So it's just a lot of projects under one umbrella.
Right. It's a lot of capacity building on sustainability as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So lots of stuff going on. I don't even think we fully understand everything that happens there, just because, you know.
We're not here long enough. There's so much going on.
Okay, thank you so much, and all the best for the rest of the stay here in Oroville.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.